You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And next, a story from Uncuffed, our series from Solano State Prison in Vacaville. With help from our team, the men there record interviews and edit them into short pieces that we play for you here on KELW.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Lorenzo Fosselman went to prison. He got closer to his father. Even though his dad was miles away in a separate institution, Lorenzo shared his story with Uncuffed producer Steve Drown, who's also incarcerated at Solano.
Son and father, Lorenzo Fosselman, junior and senior, are both serving life terms. They haven't been housed together in prison, but have rather created and maintained a close father-son relationship via letters. As a result of their mutual understanding of the law, each is now working in the law libraries of their respective prisons, helping other inmates as well as themselves.
I don't remember my first prison experience. I remember a prison experience or several of them in between. I remember the most vivid memory I might have is probably riding in the freeway, looking at the prison. One time where I visited in Soledad, we did a family visit. And I remember 2-3 o'clock in the morning when they used to press the bell and my father used to have to get up and go out and be accounted for.
What is that feeling when you walked out of a visiting room at the end of a visit with your mother and knowing your dad can't walk out with you?
I think it's something that as a child, you can't really articulate, but it's something missing from you, you know, because you might, for me, I would go to a Pop Warner football game the next day and I couldn't look in the stands and my father wouldn't be there, right? So when he got out and he paroled, he was in the stands. And that was like one of the greatest feelings that I had was to score a touchdown and my father was in the stands. So I do remember that as having an effect on me. Once he learned that what my situation was, he immediately wrote me, and he got it established for us to have correspondence through our counselor. So
good.
At the time, he was in Pelican Bay, and I was in the county jail. So it allowed me to really get a chance to see how much he really truly cared for me, because I was in a situation to where I was facing a life sentence, and he tried to get me encouraged to go to the law library and study my case and, you know, how to interact with different prisoners that I was going to have to deal with facing a life sentence. So everything that he's ever told me, I was able to reflect and to see that was in my best interest. It just came from a perspective that he only knew.
How does that make you feel that you've, as I said, that you've gotten this relationship with him and this rapport with him and you're sharing advice with each other and helping other guys, but you don't have that opportunity to sit down like you and I are right now in the same room and talk?
Yeah, well, I often think about that, you know, and what I've gotten out of my father over the years of corresponding, I guess now it's been about 17 years close to, is us getting to know each other as me becoming an adult. As I've gotten older, I'm able now to appreciate some of the things that he tried to tell me that I wasn't receptive to when I was growing up.
Have there been any letters that have had a special significance to you?
The most important letters came when he was sending me case law and writing motions for me to basically help me get out of the situation that I was in and get my life sentence off. I think that all of the letters that have to do with me, the questions that I might have had about, like, you know, when you're young, you're angry about a lot of things. So he would be a voice of reason. I might not agree with everything that he said, but I would have to think about it. You know, those letters were important for me in order to interpret the reality in which I was experiencing in my transition, you know.
Are you proud of your father for the man he's become now?
Let me say this. My father made a lot of mistakes in his life, right? He's not perfect. However, I know that in his heart that he loves me more than he loves himself. So for that particular reason, I respect the man that he is.
Do you think he's proud of you?
I'm sure of it. He's one of my greatest encouragers, you know?
Is there anything else you'd like to say to your dad? If he were sitting across from you right now.
Nah, I appreciate you for being you. And I look forward to the day to when we can get out there in society and, you know, and experience life together.
That was Lorenzo Fosselman speaking with Steve Drown, a student in KLW's radio program at Solano State Prison. Uncuffed is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, klw.org/uncuffed.